This is the long-awaited Common Core bill. It began a year ago when language was, well, when the legislature first became aware of what was happening in terms of the standards for the state. And most of my colleagues have probably been lobbied on this issue and may already know more than I'll tell them in introducing the bill, but I'll still take a few minutes to kind of give them an idea of how we got to this point and what's going on behind ahead of us and where this is headed. First of all, the legislation did begin back in 2013 with basically an all stop. That language was later changed. This has evolved into today's Senate substitute for House Bill 1490. The purpose of House Bill 1490 is to develop Missouri standards for education that would be owned by Missouri, would be developed by Missouri, and would be applied by Missouri in our public schools. This whole Common Core issue began some years ago, and I'll be glad to give some of that history later, Mr. President, if it's needed. But for now, let me give the body an idea of what's actually in the Senate substitute for House Bill 1490. First of all, of course, 1490 came to us from the House. It incorporated much of what was in our Senate bills 798 and 514. It passed the House 132-19. It passed the Senate Education Bill or Education Committee 901. The work groups in the House bill and our bill are very similar. There's some slight difference in how they're made up, and I'll be glad to go into more detail on that a little bit later as well. There's identical language in terms of the public hearings that are required in order to develop the standards, the Missouri-owned standards. There's the substitute removes a provision that established term limits for State Board of Education members. It establishes very similar procedures in terms of academic performance for October 1st and 2015. The differences there are that it removes the word new in terms of describing the academic performance standards that are expected and will be developed, and it removes the three-year time frame in which those assessments must be aligned to the new standards. It includes Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 815, which passed 10-0 out of the Education Committee. That includes all the privacy language with a few changes. The differences in what's in the bill before you and Senate Bill 815 is that it removes the language that prevents DESE from adopting an appendix from CCSS, which is Common Core State Standards, but it still prohibits DESE from requiring school boards to use those appendices. It includes language that prohibits private vendors from selling student data for advertising purposes, and it removes language that created a loophole for local service providers not to abide by the privacy requirements while still allowing them access to directory information for purposes of the yearbooks. Senate Committee substitute for 798 and 514 was the base bill. This is what else has gone into this bill? It passed 10-0 out of the Education Committee. The base of that bill was four parents were added to the work groups, one education professional selected by the speaker and the pro tem. It removes the charter school representation on the work groups and adds a CTE professional as a member of the work group. And also it allows the State Board of Education to select certain members of that work group after a list of names is submitted to them by the interested education groups. The process for the new standards is that the new standards have to be developed. We remove the three-year time frame. We remove the phrase. Common Core is no longer mentioned in the bill. We address primarily the anticipation of new standards, and that's where the focus has rests. We remove the performance standards. We're adding the language that those performance standards need to be kind of a broad net needs to be cast, looking at other states and every place else that we might be able to find examples of good standards, and they should come from the public domain. In order to get all up to speed here, Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Senator, has it been distributed?
It has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver.
Please send it forward.
Yes, 11S is the number on the amendment. This is an amendment.
Senator from Barton has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to the Senate substitute and has requested a waiver of the reading. Hearing no objection, that waiver is granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an amendment that was described to me once an IT professional looked at the language in our bill, which was an attempt to keep data from moving outside of the state and protecting the privacy of our students. It was explained that in the realm of the cloud and of data storage, data devices all over the country, that was going to be a very difficult thing to do. And so what we really needed to acknowledge was that data cannot be used by any of the processors where that data is transmitted from one location to another. The reason this amendment is necessary, Mr. President, is because currently, if you were sending data from a middle school, let's say, to the superintendent's office at the high school, that data might go to any number of data locations in the country or even in Canada before it was routed back to that high school location. So if we said the data cannot leave the state, the data virtually does leave the state. What we have to do is protect that data as it's transmitted from one location to the other. We talked to our representative of Microsoft, and this is the language that was recommended to secure that student data.